Awesome. Hi, guys. Happy Earth Day to everyone. I'm so glad that you're here. I was wondering, how many of you like to sing? And we can do this in the congregation, too. Do you like to sing? Jeremy has a little line of a song, and he's going to play it for you. And I want you to think if and try and guess what this song is. See if you know it. Hit it. Does anybody know that song? Has anybody heard? Do you know it? He's got the whole world in his hands. You all recognize that? I'm not sure how many of us. Do you know? Have you heard he's got the whole world in his hands? Yes, you've heard it before? Who's heard it? Everyone? Good. What does that mean? He's got the whole world in his hands. Who knows? Go ahead. God carries the world around in his hands. You're absolutely right. Does it mean he's taking care of us all the time? The whole world, everyone in it, all the things in it? That's what I think it means. And today when we were listening to the gospel, I don't know if you heard this, but Deacon Joe was saying in the gospel, Matthew 6, that the birds don't worry about where their next meal is coming from. They don't store things up in a refrigerator, do they? No, they don't store things in a refrigerator. They know that they're going to get their next meal. The lilies in the field, they don't worry about their clothing in the morning. They get up and they know that they have beautiful, they look beautiful, don't they? They don't have to worry about those things. Do you think maybe that's because they somehow know in their being that God is taking care of them all the time? You think so? That could be why. And I wanted to ask you another question. How many of you know what you want to be when you grow up? A lot of you know already. That's awesome. What do you want to be when you grow up? A chocolate seller. I like this kid. That is a good answer. Anybody else? Who else has an idea? Oh, a marine biologist. Well, that's pretty cool too. I like that idea. Yes. An architect. Wonderful. Who else? Go ahead, Charlotte. A doctor. Wow. A doctor. Wonderful. What else? Everybody has something. Go ahead. A cop. We need those. That's really good. Yes. An artist. Wonderful. Okay, one more. A teacher. Those are all wonderful, wonderful professions. I see one more person that wants to say yes. An animator. Neat. Very cool. Do you have something? You want to be an architect too? Twins want to be architects. Well, how many of you have ever thought about being an astronaut? Oh, that's so cool. Do you think it would be fun, maybe if you don't want to do it for your career, do you think it might just be fun to do that for a period of time? Maybe look at the Earth from out of space, outer space. What do you think you would see? Go ahead. You would see the moon? Is that what you said? Yeah, absolutely. When you're out in space, you would see the moon. What else? Oh, from if you were looking back at the Earth and there were clouds in a circle, it might be a hurricane. Do you think we found this interesting hologram that sort of, is this what the Earth would look like if we were out kind of looking back at it? You wouldn't see the houses, probably not. you would see, you could see some lights maybe, but you would definitely see a lot of what colors if you were looking back at the earth. Go ahead. A lot of blue, definitely. A lot of blue, and what else? There was all ocean, yeah. So we would definitely see a lot of water and maybe some green for the land and maybe some brown for the land, right?
Actually, not so much green because there's a lot of desert.
There's a lot of desert, which you might be seeing here, right? Yes, so there was a wonderful astronaut back in the mid-60s, and his name was Roger B. Chaffee. And he actually was... He was called the capsule communicator. So he was in the spacecraft, and he was the communicator back to Earth. And guess what he said about being out in space and looking back at the Earth? He said, "The world itself looks so much cleaner and so much more beautiful from outer space. Maybe we can make it that way, the way God intended it to be, by giving everyone eventually a new perspective from out of space to look at the Earth." So how many of you would love to travel in space and look at the Earth? I would like that. I think that would be fun. Well, in the meantime, while we're talking about the Earth, I have this Earth ball. Do you want to hold this? Do you want to stand up and hold that up there? Oh, okay. So, and you maybe can hold this up. Hold this, stand up and hold that up so everyone can see the Earth. So, okay, we were saying, if we were looking back at the Earth, we would see probably two main colors, the big one being blue, right? Have you ever heard the Earth called the blue planet?
Yes.
Yes, it's called the blue planet, because what is it mostly covered in?
Water,
exactly. It's actually about 70 to 75% covered in water. Yes. Thank you for saying that. Yes, but most of that water is salt water. So we can't, only 97% of the Earth's water is salt. Can we drink that? No. So we can only drink 3% of the world's water. But ironically, that water is sort of trapped in the ice, polar ice caps up and below in the North Pole and the South Pole. And then the other thing is that some of the water is so far underground that we can't get to it. And so really only 1%, folks out in the congregation, 1% of that 3% of fresh water on Earth is available to us to drink. So do you think it's a really good idea to try and take care of our water? Definitely, because we need water. Humans need water. We can only live about 3 days without water, fresh water. And 60% of our body is filled up with water, so we need to keep replenishing that. So we really want to take care of it, but not just for us, but for the animals and for the plants. So then the land is about 25% of the Earth. But only a tiny fraction of that land is available for all of us to grow our plants on, and we all need to eat, don't we? So we also want to protect the land, because that is where we grow our food, and those plants make the oxygen that we breathe. Can everybody take a big deep breath? We owe that to all the green plants on the earth, right? So do you think possibly that God would be happy with us if we took the whole world in our hands and did things to protect it, just like he's caring for us? I think that might make God very happy. So I was wondering if maybe we could think a little bit together about some things that we could do with our very own hands to keep the world protected and to take care of things. Don't litter. You're absolutely right. So if you find something like this blowing around, what could we do with this? Pick it up and throw it away. Or we could use it if it's not dirty. We could use it on our own, right? I see a lot of these out in the... Have you seen these blowing around sometimes? Yeah, yeah. I know. I don't understand what that's all about, do you? But anyway, we can get them down from the tree, and we can, as long as we're doing it in a safe way, and use them again or throw it away. Right. Oh, yeah, you can make a basket out of it. This is a very progressive person here. Oh, is that right? Yeah, yeah, it's kind of, that's cool. So they make, save the trash to make baskets, and then, yes, I see where you're going with that. What if we have something like this, and out and about and rolling around on the ground? What could we do with this? We could make art with it. We could make something out of this. Maybe we could use it as a pencil holder or something like that. Anything else? Yeah, I don't know why people do that, because if we all did that, wouldn't we be up to our necks in trash, right? Oh boy, my goodness. Well, I hope the birds will eat the nuts, right? Yeah. She threw them. Somebody might need to remind her that that might not be a great idea, right? Okay, what could we do with this can?
We could make some new cans with it for drinks.
What's the big word for that?
Recycle.
Yeah, we could recycle.
We could compost.
Or we could compost, you're right. Actually, I was going to say, if we have leftovers, we've been talking about this in church, and we have a compost bin that we're putting out by the gardens today. And if you ever have leftover scraps, like those ends of the carrots and things like that, you don't need to throw them into the trash or down the drain. We could actually put them back into the world, put them into a compost bin, which, like I said, we have one outside. You'll be able to see. You're right. I think we have next year's speaker on Earth Day. She's saying that we have a worm hotel. We could make a worm hotel. And the worms. Yeah, and then the worms will make this into worm tea, and we can pour it on the plants, and they'll grow nice and big. So I think that you all have really good ideas for things that we can do with our hands. So we can clean up litter. We can compost, we can recycle, and how about, can we save water with our hands? Turn off the water, right? Use our hands, turn it off when we're brushing our teeth, when we're taking a shower, turn it off quicker than maybe what we are wanting to, because it would be better for the earth to save it. A 3-minute shower. Yeah, kids are into 3-minute showers. Maybe today after church we can help Mr. Brenfleck when he is we're going to plant the community gardens. An hour shower. Yeah, sometimes people really like a shower every now and then, but maybe for the most part we can kind of keep it a little bit on the shorter side. So those are all wonderful things that you can do with your hands, and we have a little compost pail to put in our kitchen downstairs. And so when we have some food scraps, like skins from apples and that sort of thing, we can put them in here. And maybe one of you can be in charge, or maybe we can all take turns and take our little compost bucket. When it gets filled up, we can ask the people in the kitchen that are if the compost bucket is ready to go outside into the big compost container. And then we can dump our food scraps from our kitchen right here at St. Peter's. that sound like a good idea?
Yes.
And let the worms take care of it and turn it into good soil again. Great, great. Do that with your food scraps at home too. So in these little bags here, there are some bird seed, and you can either plant it and it'll grow into sunflowers, but you can use your own hands today to plant flowers that will create habitats for other places and oxygen for us to breathe. Yeah? Oh boy. So maybe over this next week, you can think of something you can do with your hands, and this might help. You could feed it to the birds or plant it. So I'll give those to you at the end. But before we go, would you mind helping me sing "He's Got the Whole World in His Hands"? And I know the choir is going to join us. And would all of you in the congregation join us? We'll let Jeremy play the first, play it through so that we can kind of get the tune, or I can get the tune. and then we're going to do a few verses. All right. He's got the whole world in his hands. 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 Wind and the rain. He's got the wind and the rain in his hands. He's got the wind and the rain in his hands. He's got the wind and the rain in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. Little bitty baby. He's got the little bitty baby in his hands. He's got the little bitty baby in his hands. He's got the little bitty baby in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got you and me, sister, in his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hand. One more time. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. Thank you. Now, if you'll all come up. You'll all come up and get a little bag of bird seed. Happy Earth Day to everyone. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And if you want to take another one for someone out in the congregation, I think we have some extras.